Second Peter. Second Peter chapter 3. And just spending a few moments together tonight from Second Peter chapter 3, I want to talk to you about the subject thriving in difficult times. Thriving in difficult times. We've talked about this for the last number of weeks, that we've seen a number of trials and difficulties in the lives of people here at the church. Kara made mention of it this morning as she served us in song about the trials, the difficulties that we go through. And sometimes what comes in our mind is that maybe it's we're just existing. We're just living. We're not really thriving in the midst of those times. And I want you to know that God has called us to spiritually thrive in the midst of times such as this. And so I'd like you to take your Bibles, turn with me tonight to 2 Peter chapter 3. And I'm going to look at verses 14 through 18. We're going to read 14 through 18. But I really want to spend some time just on verse 18 tonight, just to be to be reminded of truth. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. The Bible says, "Therefore, beloved, since you are waiting for these." Now you might want to know what these things are. These things are what he just talked to us about in verses 11 through 13, namely the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the melting with fervent heat of everything that we see, everything that we see melting with fervent heat, the destruction of the known world and the coming of the heavenly bodies. "Therefore, beloved brethren, since you are waiting for these, be diligent to be found by him without spot or blemish and at peace. And count the patience of our Lord as salvation, just as our beloved brother Paul also wrote to you according to the wisdom given him, as he does in all his letters when he speaks in them of these matters. There are some things in them that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do the other scriptures. You therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, take care that you are not carried away with the error of lawless people and lose your own stability, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen." So here is the Apostle Peter giving these final remarks. As is the case with most of the New Testament epistles, he's writing to a group of people who are suffering. He's writing to a group of pilgrims. He's writing to a group of aliens, if you will. Elect, rejects. Elected by God, rejected by the world. And he's finishing up this letter. He's bringing his letter in, and he's finishing it up, bringing it to a close. And he wants them to remember just one thing. Just one thing. Actually, I shouldn't say one thing. He wants them to remember one person. And he wants to keep that one person forever before their eyes, always on their mind, always on their heart. And we are to have that same person on our mind and heart. That person is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming again. Yeah, you're suffering. Yes, we're going through difficult times. Yes, there are trials. Yes, there are tribulations. But one thing, one person, keep your mind, keep your heart, keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, and as he says that, he goes into this idea here. Of course, he talks about Paul and the scriptures that Paul wrote, which is interesting because he equates the writings of Paul with the rest of the scriptures. He says that there's a problem. The problem is that there are unprincipled men who have come into the world, who have come in rather to the church, and who seek to distort the word of God, who seek to twist the word of God. You see, we can say, yeah, we're longing for the coming of Jesus Christ. We're longing
that be a discouragement to you, because for some of us it is. Because for some of us, the patience of the Lord doesn't seem like it's our salvation. It seems like it's our destruction. Like, if Jesus were to just come, we wouldn't have to worry anymore, right? If Jesus were to just come, no more suffering for me. And so you have this comparison and contrast in your mind. Yeah, Jesus is going to come, but he's not coming. And because he's not coming, I'm suffering. But he says, he doesn't say, count this time as your suffering. Count this time as just grin and bear it. He says, count this time as God bringing his salvation. God rescuing his people. And in the midst of that, the possibility is that you could allow unstable, ignorant men to so twist the scriptures that it would bring you off of your own stability. All right? The possibility is that you could hear the teachings of unstable and ignorant men who are giving their ideas about what's happening in the meantime. The meantime is the time that Jesus is up there and we're still down here. And you could allow those men who are unstable, who are ignorant, to so twist the scriptures that you would come off of your foundation, so to speak. You could hear, maybe you hear the prosperity gospel, whatever it might be, and you're just pulled off of your foundation because they're twisting their scripture, the scriptures. Now, it's interesting. Peter says they're twisting.